Star 94.1 FM, and our guest is Mr. B.B. Wyman. B.B., how are you?
I'm good. I'm doing very well, to be honest with you, sir.
Thank you, B.B. Listen, you are a busy man. It seems that you've just finished doing TBN.
Uh-huh.
I turned the TV on, I think, a couple of weeks ago. I seen you with your brother, Marvin. And he was like, B.B., you always wanted to sing with me. Come on out here and sing with me.
That must have been in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, yeah. And you got a new album. Okay, you're getting ready to release that. You do the B.B. Wyman's radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you don't do, B.B.?
Well, honestly, I tell you the truth. I have... for years have sat back and I've done some thinking and I've done some a lot of things behind the scenes, putting together a great team, because in order to do anything, in my book, to do it well, you have to have a great team. And so after putting together a team, I'm not doing as much work as it sounds like.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing, but it does take a commitment, and I committed to a lot of things. A couple of things adding on to that is the role in Color Purple that I'm going to New York to do, and if you have Sunday's Best, which is on BET, which is a inspiration version of American Idol. So things, I am busy, and then I got two kids, I'm raising. So
Man. Life
is not boring. At all.
Well, they say James Brown, the hardest working man in show business, B.B., we're going to have to give you that title, man.
No, I think we're going to keep James that title.
Okay. Sunday's Best, I forgot all about that. How do you like doing Sunday's Best on BET?
I'm having a great time, honestly. I think BET really stepped up in the last years in bringing material that will positively affect our children. And so I award them that. And the producers, Brian, and the rest of them are doing a wonderful job. I just believe First Class should be in the gospel realm. And so I'm glad to be a part of it. Mary, as well as Kurt, very good friends of mine. And we're having a great time. We're really having a great time and very excited about the talent that is being displayed.
How do you like doing your radio show, B.B.?
I actually enjoy it. It is a chance for me to sit down with friends that I've known over the years and pretty much have a conversation like we're in my living room or their living room and ask them questions pretty much that I probably know the answer, but the listening audience don't know. So that's been... very not only to myself but also to the artists, because they're being asked questions that questions that sometimes not asked by others who don't know you, who don't have a relationship with you as deeply as those who travel the same way and have the same kind of heart. I have an artist's heart, so I know the things that I used to, not want to be asked and things that I wanted to be asked. So I'm having a great time doing that. Great producers with me on that. So it's been good.
Good. Before we talk to you about your new project, when you mentioned you have that artist heart, I've got to ask you about The Color Purple. Are you excited about acting?
That has definitely become a passion. It has been over the years. I've done some things here and there, and now it is opening up into a very big presentation. And so I'm stepping out the comfort zone, and I've taken on the challenge. So I'm looking forward to it. A little nervous, but that never hurts anyone. So I'm looking forward to it, and soon we'll be going there to start rehearsing. So here we come, Broadway.
Hey, B.B. Wyman's on Broadway. When you started singing with your sister, Cece, Did you envision where you would be today back then?
The answer to that would be no. I don't think there's a... I'm a big dreamer. But what I learned over the years, something that Oprah said, and that is to... I'm not dreaming my dream. I'm dreaming the dream that God has for me, which is so much vast to what we can even imagine. So the answer to that question is no. I had no idea that we would be where we are. I did have an idea that we had something to say. And if you don't believe you have something to say, then why open up your mouth? So I believe we had something to say. I just didn't know everything. You know, so many people would listen.
Okay. On your new project, is it entitled Church?
It is entitled Church with an E-R.
Okay.
You are.
It kind of threw me. I was like, I know that's church.
Okay. Tell me. The church that I'm used to. You know,
okay.
The church that there, you're waving your hand and you're stomping your feet. And you really, really believe in what you're talking about and what you're saying. You know, singing about and the worship. So I wanted to bring that experience to a lot of people who didn't grow up in that kind of environment, in that kind of worship. So it's church.
It's church.
It's church, yes, sir.
Our guest is B.B. Winers. B.B., is there pressure on you because your brother, you know, Pastor Marvin Winans, just came out with a new project that came in at number one? CeCe is used to being number one with her projects. Is there any pressure with coming out with a number one with church?
No pressure at all. Understand, especially within my family. Now, we are each other's greatest fans, and we are each other's worst critics. I mean, we'll tell you in a minute if we don't believe in what you put out. And so it has already proved and has been accepted by the family. So there's no pressure. You have to understand, growing up a Winans, if you can handle being around my brothers and sisters, you could handle anything in the world. So there really is no pressure at all. And it's not, you know, God is blessed and our career has been wonderful, but, you know, I would be dishonest if I told you I did what I did for a credit. I did what I did for recognition. I did what I did for an award. I don't do what I do for those reasons. And so, therefore, being number one has nothing to do with my thinking pattern. I just want to please God. And in doing that, I give my best. And so that's the only thing that I can be accountable for. Did I give my best? And so I believe I did that. And I'm very eager and waiting to share that with your listeners.